أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من شر الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وطبيب نفوسنا وشفيع ذنوبنا سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم محمد، والصلاة والسلام على أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الميامين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال مولانا أبو محمد الحسن العسكري عليه السلام العمري وابنه ثقتان، صدق مولانا الإمام عليه السلام. صلوات. إن شاء الله today we are going to continue our history of the 12th Imam عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف. We ended till the death of Imam Hassan al-Askari, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved our 12th Imam from the raids which happened to his house, and because his brother, his uncle Ja'far, used to whisper to the government about the existence of the 12th Imam, and they tried to raid several times, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protected the 12th Imam, and they were not able to capture the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. And we mentioned that they captured his mother. They kept her for like 1 or 2 years between prison and between house arrest. But they got involved in bigger crisis of Abbasid Khilafat, the Abbasid government, and they just overlooked and they completely ignored, or maybe not completely, but they forgot almost about the issue of the 12th Imam because of the bigger crisis they used to face. Then what happened? How did the 12th Imam ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif performed his responsibilities after the death of his father alayhi salatu wasalam? We have representation, the time of representation, the era of representation. Representation means that someone who is representing the 12th Imam ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. There is someone who is appointed by the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. As we all know that there are two types of representation for the 12th Imam ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. One is the appointed representation, and another one is absolute or unappointed or unspecified representation. The appointed one, Imam appoints fulan, so and so person is my representative. The unappointed, Imam alayhi salatu wasalam gives us certain criteria. If you find these criteria or these qualities or these properties in a person, then that person is my representative. Which is nowadays we have the mujtahideen who are qualified to perform ijtihad, and they are our maraji', they are mubri' lidhimma, they are considered representative of our beloved 12th Imam based on the criteria which was set forth by our beloved Imam. But the specific representation happened for a time of 60 or 69 years after the death of Imam Hassan al-Askari. In this time, Imam alayhi salatu wasalam would appoint a representative. If that dies, Imam would appoint another one. If that dies, and so on. After the fourth representative, Imam did not appoint anybody. And that's when the general representation started as obvious representation. What do you mean by obvious representation? That means the scholars, they became representative of the 12th Imam, those fuqaha, those mujtahideen. So why do we say obvious? Because the fuqaha were there. The fuqaha were there. And they were representing our a'immas alayhi salatu wasalam. Like Abdul Azim al-Hassani. Abdul Azim al-Hassani was representative of Imam Hassan al-Askari and Imam Ali al-Hadi in Tehran. In Iran, If you go in southern part of Tehran, there is a city called Rai or Shahr-e Rai or Madinatul Rai. The city of Rai has a big shrine, golden shrine. There is one of the representative, the Abdul Azim. We call him Shah Abdul Azim or Sayyid Abdul Azim. He's buried there. Before that, Imam Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam used to appoint representatives. So there were representations before even the minor occultation. In the time of Imam, for people who were living far away, our Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, they used to direct them, they used to tell them, why do you come here, or why do you struggle to ask us in Medina? You have Fulan, son of Fulan, he is our representative, ask him. So this was our Aimmas, they prepared the system of representation. And it became more active and more intense in the time of Al-Askariyain, because the time of the occultation was closed. So when the time of occultation came, people, they were not surprised from the concept of representation. Why? Because people in Tehran, people in Damascus, people in Kufa, people, they used to have scholars who were representing our Aimmas alayhimus salatu wasalam in Medina, in the city of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So wherever they were Shias, there were clusters of Shias. When they don't find, or it was difficult for them to communicate with the Imam, they would find someone who is representing the Imam. So the idea of the representative of Imam was not a new idea. It was there. The difference between the minor occultation and the time where our Aimmas were there is that now the Imam is completely in occultation. That means the representative is now not just for the city of Qom or city of Rai or city of Kufa or city. No, he's a representative in general for all the Shias wherever they are. That's the difference between the representation in the times of infallibles and in the time of the minor occultation. That means this representative is acting on behalf of Imam in general, not in specific region. That was the difference. So we see today, inshallah, we're going to talk about these four representatives who were specified, who were appointed. Many times people might say, okay, we don't know. Maybe this concept of occultation was fabricated, was created. Maybe these representatives who claim to be representatives were the ones who made this whole faith of Shiism and religion of Shiism or direction of occultation and all these kind of things. So in order to respond to that, we will say, okay, we have evidences. We have evidences from the time of Imam Ali al-Hadi alayhi salatu wasalam. Not just in minor occultation. It's not that we didn't have anything and just that the Imam Hassan al-Askari died. And here these people, they came and they said, we are representatives. No. There are historical quotes narrated by trusted narrators. They indicate that these representatives, the first representative was also the representative of Imam Ali al-Hadi alayhi salatu wasalam, the grandfather of 12th Imam. And he was also the representative of the 12th Imam Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif and representative of Imam Hassan al-Askari. So this first representative, his name is Uthman ibn Sa'id al-Amri. Uthman, son of Sa'id al-Amri. Some say because of some circumstances, Imam alayhi salatu wasalam gave this person the title of al-Amri. And he and his son, they both were representative. First is the father, the second. So instead of me repeating Uthman, Uthman, Uthman every time, I will just say Al-Amri the father and Al-Amri the son, to make it more easier. Because this word of Ayn, sometimes, you know, I might cough out something. So let's say Amri the father, because Al-Amri and... So let's say one Ayn, Al-Amri the father and Al-Amri the son. So we have Al-Amri the father. Al-Amri the father, he was representative of Imam Ali al-Hadi. How can you prove that? Let's take the evidence. Imam Ali al-Hadi alayhi salatu wasalam, Al-Amri the father, he was sitting, he said, هو أبو عمر الثقة الأمين. الثقة means trustworthy. الأمين means trusted. Amana. You can secure your trust in his hand. So he is trusted and trustworthy. Al-thiqatul amin. Thiqa means the tongue-wise, he will never lie. Thiqa means trusted in his tongue. Amin means trusted when you handle him a trust, he will not violate or betray your trust. So these are two different words. You know, because when you say trustworthy, trusted, it might not make any sense in English. But in Arabic, these two words are very important words. That means if they tell you something, they are not lying. That means if you handle them anything, homes or any money or any kind of trust, they will not violate. So these two words are small, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As-sadiq, al-ameen. As-sadiq in his tongue. And Amin when people, so even non-believers, they used to give trust to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Though they disagreed with his religion, with Islam, but they knew that this person never ever betrays a trust. So these two words are very important, especially if a person is leading religious congregation or religious responsibility or religious authority, he needs to have these two things. Why? Because we are listening to him, and based on his word, we are doing taqleed. We are following. We are implementing. So we need to know that this mujtahid, this marja is trusted in his tongue. That means if we do our taqleed, we are satisfied that because he's not cheating us. He's not lying us. And then we give our responsibilities. We give our khums money. We give our kafara, zakat, all these kind of things. We give to our marja. That means they have amana. So these two important words are very important in defining a representative. So Imam Ali al-Hadi alayhi salatu wasalam, the grandfather of our beloved 12, he says that Hada Abu Amr al-thiqatul amin ma qalahu lakum fa'anni yaquluhu. Whatever he says to you, then he is telling you on my behalf. That means whatever, ma qala, whatever he says, that's a very, very, very precise testimony of Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. Whatever he says, that means this person is so pious that he will never ever dare to say something which was not authentic or not indicated by the narrations of infallible alayhi salatu wasalam. This much trust that whatever he says, then he says on my behalf. مَا قَالَهُ فَعَنِّي يَقُولُهُ مَا قَالَهُ لَكُمْ فَعَنِّي يَقُولُهُ وَمَا أَدَّاهُ إِلَيْكُمْ فَعَنِّي يُؤَدِّيهُ. And whatever duties he is fulfilling, then he is fulfilling on my behalf. أَدَاءُ الْوَاجِبَاتِ أَدَاءُ الْمَسْئُولِيَةِ أَدَاءُ. That means he is fulfilling. Whatever he is fulfilling, then he is fulfilling on my behalf. It's a very precise and straightforward representation in trust in the tongue and trust in his responsibilities. Then Imam Hassan al-Askari, the father of the 12, he says, Hada Abu Amr. These are very important indications. The reason I'm mentioning, because there's a doubt created. These are Al-Amri and father, and they are the one they fabricated the whole issue of occultation. There is no 12th Imam. We in our last sessions, we presented several indications and evidences that the 12th Imam, Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif, was born. There were several witnesses. Now let's see the continuation out of our 12th Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. Let's see that after the death of Imam Hassan al-Askari, what is the indication of his existence? These representatives, they indicate. So, Thiqatul Madi, Imam Hassan al-Askari says, he is the trusted of the past ones, like his father. Wa thiqati, and my trusted. Fil mahya wal mamat. Many people say, okay, some of the representatives of the Imam, they used to deviate. They like Al-Bata'ini, Abu Ali ibn Hamza Al-Bata'ini, he was the trusted treasurer of Imam Musa Al-Kadhim alayhi salatu wasalam. After Imam Musa Al-Kadhim alayhi salatu wasalam died, he took all the wealth and deviated from the path. So this person, the ulama of Ulm al-Rijal, they debate, should we take this narration of Ali ibn Hamza because he was trusted in the time of Qadhim and not trusted in the time of Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam. So what should we do? So there's a debate. So there are people who might deviate after the death. Imam Hassan al-Askari guarantees this. He's my trusted. Wa thiqati fil mahya wal mamat. That he's trusted after my death also. So his trust is going to continue. فَمَا قَالَهُ لَكُمْ whatever he says on my behalf, whatever he tells you, فَعَنِّي يَقُولُهُ, then he tells you on my behalf. وَمَا أَدَّى إِلَيْكُمْ, whatever he fulfills his responsibility, then he is fulfilling on my behalf. Then another quote, Imam Hassan al-Askari, there was a delegation from Yemen, they came. They wanted someone from Imam Hassan al-Askari. Imam Hassan al-Askari looks at the Al-Amri, the father, and says, إِمْضِ يَا عُثْمَانِ فَإِنَّكَ الْوَكِيلِ, go, you are the representative. وَالثِّقَ, and you are the trusted. الْمَأْمُونَ عَلَى مَالِ اللَّهِ, you are the trusted. الْمَأْمُونَ, you are secure. You will not betray the trust on the wealth which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the trust of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is given. So all these narrations, and there are plenty, I just brought some few examples. There are plenty narrations which indicate the trustworthiness of the father Al-Amri. Father Al-Amri. And if you recall in the history, that this is the same person who was when the 12th Imam was born, Imam Hassan al-Askari told him to distribute 1,000 bread, 1,000 the bread and 1,000 meat and all those kind of things, and do the aqiqah for the 12th Imam, ajjalallahu ta'ala farjahu. He's the same person who was in the funeral prayer and observing everything. What happens when Imam Ali salatu wasalam came and pulled the cloak of his father, and his uncle, I'm sorry, ta'akhkhar ya am, back off, step aside, uncle, I am more rightful on offering the salat on my father. So he was observing, and he has been there, and every time. In one of the narrations it mentions, because we mentioned that after that, Imam prayed, and then what happened? Then somebody asked Jafar, who was he? Jafar says that, I don't know, I have never seen him. In one other narration it is mentioned that people, they saw that there's a boy. So they started to chase him somehow, and he went into the basement of the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, and then he was not seen after that. But Sayyid Muhammad al-Sadr, rahmatullah, he did not bring this narration. So after salat, he was chased, like somebody whispered that that's the boy who is the heir, and the soldier or the army man, they went and they chased this boy, and he went into the basement, and after that they could not find him. So this is, he was known, Al-Amri, the father, he was known by these three imams, he was presented by these three imams. So everybody from the Shia's followers, they knew Al-Amri, the father. This much was his status. Then what happened? Al-Amri, he was a representative for 5 years only. After the death of Imam Hassan al-Askari, he was representative of five. What was he doing like? What was he representing? Shias, they have problems. They have masail. Nowadays, how you write to your mujtahid, nowadays even you write it on the email, on the internet, and their answer comes to you from your marja. This system is not new. In our days, we used to write letters to Sayyid Abul Qasim al-Khuwayni Najaf al-Ashraf, and it would take months to go and to come back. And before, it would take maybe years. So this writing the letter to the marja or to the faqih, it was from that time. These people, they have problems, they have masail, they have issues. They will write a letter to the 12th Imam, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu. Who's the post office? Who's the mailman? The representative. They will come and they will give these letters to the representative, the Amri, the father, and after that the three others. He will take these letters and give it to the 12th Imam, ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu. Imam will write with his own blessed hand and blessed writing. And he had a seal which nobody could copy that seal. And the letter will be sealed and signed by the Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. The response will come. Okay, how will we know that this is really the Imam who was writing all these 70 years? Maybe these representatives, they were writing. Number one, the calligraphy. The writing was same. It was 70 years. From the time of the first representative until the time of the last representative, the writing was same, it never changed. Let's say father Amri and son Amri, they had almost same, but they could not be exactly. Let's say exactly. What about Hussein ibn Ruh, the third representative? What about the fourth representative? So the writing was same, number one. Number two, many of these letters contained predictions. Like Fulan is going to be cured after 5 years. Fulan is going to die after 6 days. This is going to happen to him. Fulan will come. These are unknown things, unseen things, ghaib. That means these people, either they have ghaib, the representatives, or they are communicating with someone who has ghaib. And these letters, they contain these kind of things. We'll take few examples of these letters, that there were predictions inside it. So the only one who can predict is only Imam or a Prophet. So that's why this was the situation, that Shias, they will communicate with the Imam through these representatives, and the letters will come signed and sealed by the beloved Imam alayhi salatu wasalam. And then the 12th Imam ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, we mentioned the testimony of Imam Ali al-Hadi, testimony of Imam Hassan al-Askari. Let's see what Imam says. فَاقْبِلُوا مِنْ عُثْمَانِ مَا يَقُولُهُ. This was a letter written to the Shia. وَانْتَهُوا إِلَىٰ أَمْرِهِ. That means if he commands you, then bow to it. Then do not argue. Take from him. بَلُوا قَوْلَهُ فَهُوَ خَلِيفَةَ إِمَامِكُمْ. He is the successor of your Imam. وَالْأَمْرُ إِلَيْهِ. And the command, the authority is in the hand of the Imam. So if Imam appoints him as a representative, your successor, then you have to take it, because Imam has every command. So this is one of the indications. And we all know that this was a pious person and everybody knew him. When he was dying, he appointed his son, Muhammad al-Amri, Muhammad ibn Uthman al-Amri. His son, okay, what are the indications of his representations through infallibles? Let's take the 12th Imam ajjalallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif. When his father died, a letter was received by the son. What does he say? Imam is offering condolence to the son. Imam is offering his condolence to the son. Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Tasliman li amrih. Submitting to the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa ridaan bi qada'ih. Pleasing with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now he addresses. Aasha abuka sa'idan. Your father lived happily. وَمَاتَ حَمِيدًا. And died with praise. فَرَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ. May Allah's blessing be upon him. وَأَلْحَقَهُ بِأَوْلِيَائِهِ. And may Allah unite him with his authorities. وَمَوَالِيهِ. And masters. فَلَمْ يَزَلْ مُجْتَهِدًا. He was continuously striving for what? فِي أَمْرِهِمْ. In the affairs of the Ahlul Bayt, in his affairs of his masters, affairs of his authorities, sa'iyan fi ma yuqarribuhu ila Allah azza wa jal. He was always working towards pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or doing whatever makes him closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nadhara Allah wajha. May Allah make his face delighted. Wa aqala asrata. And forgive his shortcomings. Ajzala Allah laka thawab. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you. وَأَحْسَنَ لَكَ الْعَزَىٰ. And make the reward of your grief on your father better. Because whenever a person is grieving, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards him. So Allah subhanahu, when we say عَظَّمَ اللَّهُ أَجْرَكَ, you know, maybe if you translate it literally, it will not make sense. Okay, if some beloved one have died from me, and you're telling me, may Allah make my reward great on what, you know? So no, ajrak ala sabrika, because you have musibah and you are in patience. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards you. So azzam Allahu ajrak, may Allah greaten your reward on your patience on this grief. So this long sentence, we don't say it, we just say azzam Allahu ajrak. In Arabic, ahsan Allahu laka al-aza, ruzayta wa ruzayna. You have been afflicted with this grief. And we also are afflicted. We are also sad. You are sad. We are sad. The 12th Imam is addressing the son, Muhammad al-Umri. وَأَوْحَشَكَ فِرَاقُ. And we know that you became lonely because of his departure. وَأَوْحَشَنَا فِرَاقُ. And we also became lonely because of his departure. فَسَرَّهُ اللَّهُ مُنْقَلَبًا. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make him happy in his return. كَانَ مِنْ كَمَالِ سَعَادَتِهِ. It was the perfect happiness of this your father. And razaqahu Allahu ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed him waladan mithlaka, a son like you. This is Imam. This is the 12th Imam talking to Muhammad al-Amri. يُخْلِفُهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ He's a son which will succeed him after him. So Imam alayhi salatu wasalam is giving indication. وَيَقُومُ مَقَامَهُ بِأَمْرِهِ That means with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the 12th Imam is telling me that it is not me who is appointing you. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command to appoint you. So bi amri Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone who replaces him, wa yatarham alayh, and send his mercies on him. Wa aqul, the 12th Imam says, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. The souls are happy with you. طَيِّبَةً بِمَكَانِكَ We are satisfied with you. Don't worry. وَمَا جَعَلَهُ اللَّهُ لَكَ On whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you, in you and with you. أَعَانَكَ اللَّهُ Now Imam is doing dua for him, making dua. May Allah give you strength, support you. وَقَوَّاكَ Give you strength. وَعَضَدَكَ Will support you. And وَفَّقَكَ And give you success. وَكَانَ لَكَ And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your authority. وَلِيًّا وَحَافِظًا He will protect you. وَرَاعِيًا Take care of you. وَكَافِيًا And will be sufficient for you. So this is the 12th Imam. To the second representative giving all this praise. That means the second representative was appointed by the 12th Imam. Imam Hasan al-Askari alayhi salatu wasalam. In the beginning, I mentioned this quote. He said, when people, they asked him, what do you think about Al-Amri? He says, Al-Amri, the father, Wabnahu, and his son, Thiqatan, they both are trusted. Fama addaya anni, whatever they fulfill from their responsibilities, Fama addaya, Fa'anni yu'addiyan, whatever they fulfill those responsibilities on our behalf. وَمَا قَالَ لَكَ And whatever they tell you, they both of them, فَأَنِّي يَقُولَان They both are telling you on my behalf. فَاسْمَعْ لَهُمَا Not just the father and son. Listen to them. وَأَطِعْهُمَا Obey both of them. فَإِنَّهُمَا الثِّقَتَانَ الْمَأْمُونَانَ See, الثِّقَ الْأَمِينَ Our a'imma, they keep repeating, trusted and the person who's secured in trust also. And Imam Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif also continued. This second representative has a big history. He has the lengthiest representation of the Imam. First representative was only for 5 years. The second one was for 40 years. 40 years, the lengthiest. He became so famous in the east of the Islamic world to the west of the Islamic world, north, south. He became so popular as this one. And he was so pious. He buried his grave by himself, and he wrote on a piece of plank the ayats from the Quran, and he wrote the names of the infallibles. And people, they ask him, "What are you doing? What are you preparing?" He says, "I'm preparing my grave, and I wish that I will be buried on this plank and in this grave." He used to go inside his grave every night, recite one juz of the Quran. Just one part, that means like we have 30 parts of the Quran, he used to recite. Subhanallah, the recitation of the Quran for the Imams alayhi salatu wasalam and for the infallibles, it is a regular thing. For us, unfortunately, for most of us, we remember Quran only in the holy month of Ramadan or khira. Shaykhna, we want khira, istikhara. That's good. But this is not the only purpose Quran was descended. Or we put it on the shelf for the blessing. In the car, we'll have this small Quran which cannot be read even. You know, I don't know, was Quran descended just to be written in the writing which cannot be read? You know, like, no, this is for the jinns to read, you know. We have big Qurans. This is like whoever, evil people, evil entities, they try to attack us, they can read the Quran. I don't understand. Do all that, that's fine. Quran has metaphysical blessing, but that is not the main purpose of the Holy Quran. It is a constitution, it has guidance. If every day we all commit ourselves to read the whole Quran, what are you talking, Shaykh? Are you crazy? No. I'm not saying that. If every day we commit ourselves to read one verse of the Quran, ayah, one ayah only of the Quran, is it too much? No way. It's not going to take 1 minute. If you have time to watch shows on the TV, watch Spider-Man, watch Harry Potter, all kind of things, you know, steal some time out. This one ayat, every day in the house, it is recited, it blesses the house. It becomes like a chandelier of the house. It brings blessing, it brings angels. And what else? You learn. Every day, read one ayat of the Quran and contemplate in it. It's not too much. No, Shaykh, Ayatul Dain is like two surahs or something. No. If that's the case, break that ayat. Ayatul Dain, ayat of loan. Break it. Two lines. Read two lines. Make a commitment to yourself to practice reciting the Quran. Because Quran is the light, not to your intellect, to your soul also, to your spirit. Quran destroys these impurities which surround our soul, which the contaminations which we complain, oh Shaykh, I cannot avoid the sins. Try to recite that. Try to communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is mentioned in the hadith that if you want to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then recite dua. If you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to talk to you, what a great honor. Mighty King, God, Lord of the world, talking to you, that's a great honor. Then recite Quran. If you really want to. Don't recite Quran that it's a book. No. Recite it like it's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talking to you. It is the kalamullah. No religion has an honor the way Islam has, that direct word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala secured. We have it, but yet we don't appreciate it. This is the habit of our a'imma, our sufara. Every day he will go inside his grave, he will recite the whole Quran. He doesn't freak out, oh no, I don't want to go inside the grave, I don't want to see the grave. No, why? Because they have sold their life. They are waiting where the plane will come, which will carry them to the Akhirah. They're waiting. Why is the flight so late? Why is the flight late? They want, because they believe in the hereafter, which is greater than this world. Therefore, this was the way, the nature of our companions, of our a'imma alayhi salatu wasalam. They were so attached to the Quran. They were so glued to the Quran. We wish if we can glue ourselves to the one ayat of the Quran. And unfortunately, in the holy month of Ramadan, many of the youth, I don't see them practicing. I ask, did you recite Quran? Many of them, there are few, they do. But many, unfortunately, they have hujran, they have migrated the Quran, they have abandoned the Quran. And these are one of the signs of the end time, that Quran will be kept aside. This is what we are living, and unfortunately. So, after this time, when another person comes and asks this safir, this representative, second representative, he asks him, why do you keep looking into your grave? Why do you keep... He tells him here that I have been commanded to wrap up. Fajma amraka. The 12th Imam has told him, that's it. This is your life. It's done. Soon you are going to depart. So Fajma. So I am wrapping up. I am collecting everything to be prepared to leave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says, هَذِهِ قَبْرِ تَكُونُ فِيهِ أُوضَ عَلَيْهَا. This qabr, in it, they are going to put this plank. I am going to be kept on it. وَأَنَا فِي كُلِّ يَوْمِ أَنْزُلْ فِيهِ فَأَقْرَأُ جُزْءًا مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ وَأَصْعَدْ. Every day he goes, recites the Quran and comes. فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ كَذَا. How did he know the specific date and time of his death? فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ كَذَا. Certain day, from certain month, from certain year, I will depart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I will be buried in here. The narrator says that I was observing when the time came, when the day came, from that month, from that day, he died. Now let's say these representatives were fabricators. How did they know something which is not known except by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? This is unseen, this is ghaib. So only Imam alayhi salatu wasalam has this kind of thing. And Imam is trying to tell the people that I am the one who is informing these kind of indications. So take from him. So this was the second representative. And the third representative was Al-Husayn ibn Ruh al-Nawbakhti. Al-Husayn ibn Ruh al-Nawbakhti. Al-Husayn ibn Ruh al-Nawbakhti, when the time of Muhammad ibn Uthman or Muhammad the son, Al-Amri the son, comes, he makes the wasiyyah. He tells the people that the one who is going to represent me, I have been commanded to tell you, he's going to be Abu al-Qasim al-Husayn ibn Ruh. Here the historian observed two personalities. One personality, his name was Abu Ja'far. Abu Ja'far, Batil at the end. This Abu Ja'far was very close to Imam Hassan, close to Muhammad al-Amri. He was very close person. Husayn ibn Ruh was close also. But Abu Ja'far was more closer. Muhammad al-Amri, when his death came close, he used to avoid eating food except from the house of Abu Ja'far. People, they thought that Abu Ja'far is going to be the representative. Muhammad al-Amri, the second representative, when he was lying on the bed, he was in his terminal sickness, he was in his end days, Abu Ja'far was sitting beside the head of al-Amri. And Husayn ibn Ruh was sitting beside the leg. So he asks him, Abu Ja'far, who is going to be your successor? Al-Amri looks at Husayn ibn Ruh. He says, I have been given command to appoint him as my successor. Now see, this person was very close to Al-Amri. Abu Ja'far was very close to Al-Amri. People, they might feel, oh, what's happening? I'm so close and this person is going to take the successorship. This person, people, they thought that Abu Ja'far is going to be because his close relation with Al-Amri. What did Abu Ja'far do? He stood up. He came to Abu al-Qasim, Husayn ibn Ruh. He took his hand and he brought him beside Al-Amri. He said, you are the one. Submission. He did not have grudge. Oh, why? He did not become annoyed and left the room. Why? I am supposed to be. No. Submission. He goes beside the leg of Al-Amri, takes Al-Husayn ibn Ruh, brings him beside beside Al-Amri. This is how they submit, because they know this command is from the beloved Imam Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajahu Sharif. Therefore, they have to submit to the Imam. And finally, there's a lot to talk, but the time has squeezed us. And finally, the last safir, the last representative, was Ali ibn Muhammad al-Samri. Or al-Samri, or al-Saymari, or al-Saymari. There are different ways to pronounce in the history. Now, Ali ibn Muhammad al-Samri, there is a strange thing. There is no appointing of Ali ibn Muhammad al-Samri. There must be. It might have got lost in the history. Then why do we say these are fourth representative? Al-Amri, mashallah, we have enough evidences. Ibnahu, we have enough evidences. Al-Husayn ibn Ruh was appointed by Al-Amri and by the 12th Imam in a signature, in a letter. What about Ali ibn Muhammad al-Samri? There is no indication. So why do we consider him fourth? Because when he was dying, that letter we have it. That letter tells Ali ibn Muhammad al-Samri, that's it. Now there is going to be no representation. That means you are the last one. I'll just read this quickly because the time has caught up. The 12th Imam sends a letter to. That means when she asked, they were submitting. And they did not have any disagreement that Ali ibn Muhammad al-Samri or Samari was the representative. That means that there must be something, there must be clear indication. Another thing, he used to take the letters, take them to the Imam. Imam will write the answers, he will bring back the answers. That is another indication. The third indication, the strong indication, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, the 12th Imam is talking. Ya Ali ibn Muhammad al-Samari, O Ali, son of Muhammad al-Samari, A'zam Allahu ajraka, ajra ikhwanika fika. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the reward of your brother in you greater, in missing you. You are going to die, you know. You are going to die. Imam is telling Ali ibn Muhammad al-Samri that you are going to die. To wrap up everything, you know. فَإِنَّكَ مَيِّتٌ. For sure you are going to die. مَا بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ. Between you and the death, سِتَّةَ أَيَّامٍ. 6 days. فَجْمَعْ أَمْرَكَ Collect your affairs. Let me wrap up. وَلَا تُوصِي إِلَىٰ أَحَدٍ Do not represent to anybody. Do not appoint it to anybody. This is last. This is final. فَيَقُومُ مَقَامَكَ So that he will replace you. No, don't appoint anybody who will replace you after your death. فَقَدْ وَقَعَتِ الْغَيْبَةُ التَّامَّةِ The major occultation has been started. Once you die, the major occultation. فَلَا ظُهُور There will be no appearance إِلَّا بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ Except with the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَذَلِكَ بَعْدَ طُولِ الْأَمَدِ After the long time, وَقَسَاوَةِ الْقُلُوبِ And the stubbornness of the heart. People, they will have stubborn, stiff hearts. They will not have lenience. They will not have this kind of connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will not have mercy. They will the strong will eat the weak. All these kind of things we are going to talk later on. وَامْتِلَاءِ الْأَرْضِ جَوْرًا And the earth will be filled with tyranny. وَسَيَأْتِ لِشِيَعَتِ This is important. And these are the last two statements. And there will be a time for my Shi'as. The 12th Imam is talking. My Shi'as, من يدعي المشاهدة Where there will be people, they will be claiming that we saw the 12th Imam. ألا فمن ادعى المشاهدة If someone claims that he has seen me, قبل خروج السفياني Before the coming of the Sufyani, he will be from the descendant of Abu Sufyan, we are going to talk about it. وَالصَّيْحَ The scream. So if somebody says, I've seen the 12th Imam before the Sufyani and the scream, فَهُوَ كَذَّابٌ مُفْتَرٌ He's a liar and a fabricated liar. وَلَا حَوْلَ وَلَا قُوَّةَ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ الْعَلِيِّ الْعَظِيمِ What does that mean? We have great ulamas, they saw the 12th Imam. We have pious personalities, they met with the 12th Imam. So what does this mean? Here Imam, our ulama say, Mushahada, these people, these representatives, they used to say, I saw the Imam and he appointed me. So Mushahada means that seeing the Imam, giving him the representation, the specific representation. This is how they used to say that, I saw the Imam. So this kind of Mushahada is not going to happen. People, they will see the Imam. And in history, we have like more than 100 stories where we are going to mention some of the pious great scholars like Allama Bahr al-Ulum and Allama al-Halli. They saw the 12th Imam. So what does this mean? This means, they say that there are two opinions. They say that one, they will see the 12th Imam, but while they are seeing him, they will not know him. And most of the stories, when they meet the 12th Imam, when the 12th Imam leaves, then they realize, oh, this was the 12th Imam. Another thing, the mushahadat, that means they see the 12th Imam giving them the representation. So these are the two different opinions, and as I mentioned, it is interpreted. Why? Because there are many pious people who could never ever lie. They saw the 12th Imam and they were visited and they visited the 12th Imam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and before we end, the last word, the people they came to Ali ibn Muhammad al-Samari, they asked him, there is no representation, there is no one. He said, لِلَّهِ أَمْرٌ هُوَ بَالِغُهُ and died. These were the last one. That Allah the command is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is going to fulfill it. And then he died. Inshallah, tomorrow we'll continue, and we'll take some of the activities of these four representatives, these great blessed personalities in our history, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to keep us among the loyal and sincere supporters of our beloved 12th Imam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the appearance of our 12th Imam soon. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make this holy month, the month of peace, prosperity, dignity, full with faith, and peace for all the human around the world, and especially our brothers and sisters around the world. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless all our marhumin who have left this world. Wa akhiru da'wan alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.